Some evacuees from New Orleans are finally returning home, though they may not be happy about it. The sheriff announced plans to return about 1,000 jail inmates. They were scattered around Louisiana after Katrina flooded the Orleans Parish Prison. Now, for their homecoming, the inmates are staying in high-tech tents built with federal help. Their exodus and return is prompting some residents to ask why New Orleans put so many people in jail to begin with. Eve Trowe reports from New Orleans.
Before Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans put more people in prison than any other city in the country.
You know, the real question is, why do we have so many people incarcerated in this city?
Katie Schwartzman is a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union in Louisiana. She says 60% of the inmates at Orleans Parish Prison were there for unpaid fines and fees, traffic violations, or municipal charges.
These are minor things that a police officer could write a person a citation for and say, show back up for court. Instead, we incarcerate them in New Orleans.
The prison used to hold up to 8,000 inmates in a sprawling complex of 12 buildings. The sheriff's office has been able to reopen just a few of those, enough to hold about 2,000 people. And this month, another 1,000 inmates will return. Sheriff Marlon Gussman expects the prison to grow even bigger.
We'll probably be somewhere under 4,000.
One Federal Bureau of Justice study says the city of New Orleans' current size should have as few as 500 inmates. Sheriff Gussman says he hopes the city will get there someday, but it won't be anytime soon.
Why does it have to be so big? Because we have the demand. Anyone whom the judges feel needs to be incarcerated, we're going to find a space. And I don't think that we ought to force judges into decisions by not having enough space.
The sheriff needs to take a leadership position in this and say, look, I want to look at alternatives to incarceration.
Corey Turner is chairman of the Orleans Parish Prison Reform Coalition. He says it's up to the sheriff to create more options for judges to use.
A person, instead of being housed in the jail, goes to substance abuse programming, literacy, GED.
Turner says job training for inmates could be a solution to the city's shortage of skilled workers. There was a meeting recently in the city about this very issue with representatives from many different industries. They were there to find out about federal hurricane relief grants for training new workers. The Louisiana Department of Corrections was at the meeting too. Assistant Secretary Waylon Gibbs says employment helps reduce the prison population.
We know that if we can link offenders to employment immediately upon release, it goes a long way in rehabilitation and keeping that offender from returning to that revolving door in our correctional system.
Gibbs says the sheriff is enthusiastic about the idea. He's already trying to reestablish his rehabilitation and education programs, but they're all jail-based, so they don't necessarily shrink the number of people in prison. When Sheriff Gussman won re-election this year, he committed to a smaller prison population. But he says watching other institutions, like the city's rebuilding commissions, has convinced him to go slow with change.
Having safe jail space is really my primary goal right now, but I'm not abandoning the concepts that I embraced.
But continuing to lock people up on minor charges is actually slowing down progress in the city, according to activist Corey Turner.
Majority of these people don't need to be there. And so these could be people that are out, you know, helping New Orleans rebuild.
Instead, they will be crowding into temporary housing, like so many in New Orleans. But this time, it's the jail. For NPR News, I'm Eve Trowe in New Orleans.